Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Char-grilled hamburgers, barbecue, quesadillas, chicken wraps, and over 40 creamy, delicious milkshakes. Cookout, the best combos in town. I'm Lenny Baticki, and coming up in this show, from the Georgia Racing Hall of Fame, we'll chat with Cody Dinsmore. Then we'll speak with Ryan Newman's new teammate, Joey Coulter. And we'll have a conversation with World Series champion, Gavin Bochel. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start out in Florida at New Smyrna Speedway, the World Series of Stock Car Racing. Patrick Emmerling, Hunter Wright, and Gavin Bochel, all with the championships. Volusia Speedway, they were looking for the big Gators. The World of Outlaws Late Models Go goes to Ricky Thornton Jr. The Super Dirt Car Series Big Block Modified title to Alex Yankowski. Auburndale, where the U.S. Legends Winter Nationals was, Danny Chisholm, Braxton Bush, and Ben Morabito amongst the winners. USAC in Ocala, Kyle Cummings parks it in Victory Lane, gets the championship. Robbie Smith, a winner at Marion County. Southern Raceway, the USCS in town. Davey Franek wins one night, Dale Howard the next. CRA Stars at Clearwater, Steve Stacy gets that one. Atlanta Motor Speedway in Georgia, Nick Woodall, Garrett Irwin, and Javier Soto amongst the Legends winners. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, from the Georgia Racing Hall of Fame, he's also the editor of Peach State Speed, a great site to go to, Cody Dinsmore. Cody, welcome to the show with all the fans headed to Atlanta Motor Speedway and then home from this weekend's events down there. Georgia Racing Hall of Fame, one of the places that fans should stop by. We wanted to have you on to chat about that, and really specifically about a driver that you featured at Peach State Speed a week or so ago, Gober Sosby. And once you hear that name, and you know, it kind of sticks in your brain. What made this racer from Georgia so good and so interesting?
Well, thank you, Lenny. Gober Sosby was a pioneer race car driver. He was originally born in Dawsonville, raced out of Atlanta in the early days of stock car racing. He raced from 1939 up through 1964. So he was there in the beginning. But more importantly, he won three times at Daytona Beach. Now, only two are in the record book. But we celebrated 75 years of his first official win. He won in 1950, the NASCAR modified race at Daytona. He won back to back again in 51 with the same car. We actually took that car to Daytona this past weekend and put the car back on the beach with the trophies, with his son. And what a surreal moment that was to recreate history. We recreated a few pictures. It was such a neat event.
Wow. But, and you talk about a neat place to go. The Georgia Racing Hall of Fame, Dawsonville, Georgia. Not only is the car our guest Cody Dinsmore is chatting about there, but so much else to do. We're chatting on the ProFabrication.com hotline from the Georgia Racing Hall of Fame and the editor of Peach State Speed, Cody Dinsmore, about the Hall of Fame itself and driver Gober Sosby. Now, NASCAR that we know nowadays, they worry about gas mileage and such. And with the, Ryan Preece upside down and such, you worry about the integrity of chassis and such. Gober had a couple of things in one of his cars that was a bit more unique and probably wouldn't pass tech today. What was that about?
That's right. It was much different times. But you see, back in 1949 for the Daytona race, somebody had sabotaged his gas can. And so a friend of his, Jack Smith, who was a future racer, was sitting there in the pits, realized what the problem was with the gas can. He jumped inside of the car, and they took off down the track. Now, Jack Smith had pulled the gas rags out of the gas can and filled up the gas tank behind Gober, and he was disqualified for having a passenger. So the next year, in 1950, he said, well, I'm going to fix this problem. And he installed three gas tanks. He was also running alcohol back when that was legal to run in NASCAR. So he had three tanks of alcohol, the driving kind, not the drinking kind. And he had three gas tanks in his car. That was just a rolling bomb pretty much. Now in 51, he came back running a different class. with just one carburetor and won it again.
Wow. Gober Sosby, one of those legendary Georgia drivers featured at the Georgia Racing Hall of Fame in Dawsonville, Georgia, and joining us on the profabrication.com hotline from there in Peach State Speed, the site to be able to go and learn about all kinds of great things from Georgia racing history, is Cody Dinsmore. Speaking of profabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at profabrication.com. And don't forget to check out those Gasco gaskets while you're at profabrication.com. So, Cody, about the museum itself, what can fans see when they get there? You're going to be open most of the year. How can they get there? Give me those kind of things.
Yes, sir. So we are located in Dawsonville, Georgia, which just makes perfect sense, being that, you know, a lot of your pioneering stock car racers come from this area. But we have a very large museum, very nice museum. We have had two renovations within the last 5 years. And if it's been a little while since you've been with us, you would not recognize the place. But our newest renovation includes simulators. So we have 6 full motion simulators. You can race against each other. They're all linked together. We've got great viewing platforms to where you can view the races while your friend or family is also racing. We have a host of different cars and tracks. They're very realistic and they're full motion. And they're just a great time. But the museum is open 7 days a week. 10 to 5 every day, and Sunday is 1 to 5.
So, Cody, you said Gober Sosby got disqualified for having a passenger in the car. Did he go face-to-face with some race official that we might know?
Yeah. You know, Bill France, the founder of NASCAR, they did exchange some words, to say the least. And the story goes is that Bill said, "You're disqualified because you had a passenger." Well, you have to remember this was the year after NASCAR was founded, so the rule book probably wasn't that thick. Well, Gober pulled out the rule book. He thumbed through it and said, "There's nothing in here that says I can't have a passenger." Big Bill France grabbed the rule book. He grabbed a pen, wrote it in the back, and said, "Well, it's in there now." And some words were exchanged.
Wow. Thanks for joining us, Cody. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh, man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings, all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place your order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with NASCAR legend Kyle Petty, inviting you to join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
Each week, we'll put it in reverse and take a trip down memory lane, looking back at that week's top 20 country songs from years past.
We'll dive into what made those songs and artists move the needle, what pop culture trends made those years unique.
And you'll get to hear me tell stories only I can tell.
So don't miss Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here each week.
Hold on to your horses. The Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix returns to Circuit of the Americas February 28th through March 2nd. NASCAR stars face a new action-packed course in a high-octane showdown. Experience live music, fan zone attractions, and more. Plus, camp at the track for ultimate race weekend access. A new road, a new rodeo. The Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix. Tickets at NASCARDakota.com.
Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, getting ready for the opening race in the 2025 Smart Modified Tour, March 1st, Florence Motor Speedway in South Carolina, the track with no walls. You've seen it on Flow Racing. They'll be back on Flow Racing. On our guest line, Joey Coulter, the not only driver, but the co-owner, Coulter Motorsports, Rum Runner Racing. And Joey, had some pretty big driver news, bringing Ryan Newman into that fold. From the business standpoint, from the ownership, you guys really been working hard building relationships, building teams, moving things around. What's that like as the off-season finally concludes? I mean, you must have had a heck of a winter.
Yeah, it was busy to say the least, but it's good though. I mean, if we're bored, then that's usually a bad sign. So I'll take the busyness. I'll take the stress, if you want to call it that, but we're excited. I mean, it's anytime you can have somebody with that kind of a resume drive your race car, it's a good thing. They had a good run last year. We're in it for the championship. So it's all good. There's a lot of huge positives, a lot of things learned last year, and, a lot of momentum so far going into this season, and we haven't even gone to the racetrack yet.
No, not yet to the racetrack, but it won't be long. Next weekend, Saturday, March 1st, Smart Modified Tour comes to Florence Motor Speedway. Joey Coulter, Ryan Newman, defending champion, Luke Baldwin, and a host of other great modified ground pounders will be there. And joining us on the profabrication.com hotline, as we've said, Joey Coulter on the line, talking kind of the business of it. And one of the things in the business of motorsports nowadays is social media and such. And I saw a tweet by Joey about focus, drive, determination, all things that seem to be like just boiling over from that one tweet. What's the energy like that, you know, made you hit the buttons on that one? And what is it like behind the scenes with your race teams?
Well, you know, basically the first thing was my reminder to post, you know, two social media things a week had finally gone off about 7 or 8 times. So I was like, well, I better put something out there. We had just finished up a really good test at Florence and things went really well. We validated some things we were doing last year and then learned some new things, hopefully, that we can start trying to implement, you know, throughout the season and maybe at the first race. But, you know, we went through a lot of changes over the off season, and we had a couple people take some different opportunities and leave, which is, you know, it's great for them. And that's the thing. I want to see people, if they're not going to work with us or work for us, I want to see them go somewhere and succeed, no matter what they're doing. So, you know, they were a huge part of us growing and getting to where we are. So I'm happy for them that they've got an opportunity to keep moving up, upward and onward. So we, between that and just kind of where we were sitting as an organization, we decided to shut down our dirt operation that we've had for about 10 years. And just decided to kind of go all in and go back to sort of the roots of Coulter Motorsports and Rum Runner Racing, which is myself, my parents, you know, it's a family team, my wife and Harold Holly, and basically just zero in on something, and that something is going and winning a modified championship. So that's the basket we've thrown all our eggs in, and things went really well at Florence, and leaving the track that day, we were all pretty amped up about where things were and how they're looking.
Well, they sure looked good on that tweet, and I don't doubt they looked good sitting there at Florence and ready to go beyond that. Joey Coulter, the team owner of Coulter Motorsports, Rum Runner Racing, getting ready for the 2025 Smart Modified Series opener at Florence Motor Speedway next Saturday, March 1st. Our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Profabrication headers exhaust all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the new Gasco gaskets available at profabrication.com. So Joey, as a team owner, sponsor hunting, things like that, just making sure that employees are there and taken care of and all the rest of the such, what are those wins like compared to, you know, the driver, and how is that now bringing you pleasure from the ownership side?
I mean, it's always been a part of what, you know, I've done and we've done with the team because it's always been a family team. So even on, you know, back when we were just strictly ARCA racing, you know, my wife was up front running. She's just my girlfriend at the time. She's up front running the front desk and helping my dad with the budgets and the books and that kind of thing. And, you know, fast forward to now, I mean, it's everybody's got their hands in every little part of it. And it's just kind of what we do. But I get a huge kick out of all the parts of it. Driving is obviously my first passion and definitely probably the strongest passion. But one of the things I've been really fortunate, you know, with the opportunities I've gotten is I've realized that, you know, being a race car driver most of the time is more than just holding the steering wheel and moving some pedals around. Like, the more that you can understand the ins and outs of the business side, and it all makes you a better driver. It helps you recognize opportunities that you might not have recognized if you weren't, you know, weren't having to deal with some of those things on a daily basis. So I enjoy all of it, especially if it keeps me in the seat and keeps me driving. It's just a bonus for me.
And a bonus for all of us to watch Joey Coulter, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Rum Runner Racing, Coulter Motorsports, Ryan Newman, teammate of his now. Lots going on. Where quickly can we find you on social media to keep up with all of this?
So social media, it's facebook.com/C4JoeyCoulter. Instagram is JoeyCoulter_2 and Twitter or X. It's like calling it the Bush series. I just can't not do it. At Joey Coulter, and then check out the brand new, freshly redesigned, JoeyCoulter.com. There's links to our store there, get some t-shirts before the season starts, but, we're really excited.
Appreciate you having the time for us. Joey Coulter on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal, so it's easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter to find out more about our full line of products. Remember the name, Z-Max, for your car, big rig, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
Down south, there's a place where moments are made at 180 miles per hour, where the thrills give you chills that are second to none. And at every turn, anything can and will happen fast. Some say it's just a NASCAR race, but it's Fastlanta, America's destination for acceleration, home of full-throttle throwdowns, partying into the night, and unbelievable photo finishes. NASCAR returns to Atlanta Motor Speedway for the Ambetter Health 400, February 21st through 23rd. Get tickets now at AtlantaMotorSpeedway.com.
There's more At the Track in just a moment on DRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey, race fans, we can't wait to see you right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway for a wicked fast, wicked fun, fantastic weekend this September as we host New England's only NASCAR playoffs weekend with lots of fun activities, premium experiences, thrilling racing, and of course, one of the best NASCAR camping experiences around. Cup, trucks, mods, and it's locked in for this September. Keep an eye on NHMS.com, September 19th through the 21st, New England's big track.
Are you the next big star ready to rock Music City's NASCAR stage? Nashville Super Speedway is launching a search for one incredible local artist or band to headline the 2025 NASCAR Weekend Pre-Race Concert. The top 10 will face off in a fan vote with a final showdown on Broadway in front of celebrity judges. Join the ranks of Music City's best and submit your performance video at NashvilleSuperSpeedway.com by March 6th for your chance to be Nashville's next rising star.
Out char-grilled hamburgers, barbecue, quesadillas, chicken wraps, and over 40 creamy, delicious milkshakes. Cookout, the best combos in town. Welcome back to PRN At the Track, presented by Cookout, and joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, World Series of Stock Car Racing Super Late Model Champion,
Gavin Boschel. Hey, Gavin, welcome to the show. Correct me if I'm wrong. Were you like 16, one of the wins during the week, and then 17? Did they mess your birth certificate up? Do you have a birthday in this deal or what?
Oh, yeah. In between after the ASA race, when the clock struck 12 o'clock, I turned 17. So it was pretty cool. I had a lot of birthday wishes and a lot of congratulations.
Wow. So you, as they say, I was this many old when I became the World Series of Stock Car Racing champion. Gavin Boschel, congratulations to that. And man, you've been doing this a long time to be only 17 still. What would you say to that kid that we all loved watching around, watch Gavin race, your Twitter handle, when you were in QMA, about how big this win really has become for you?
It's kind of been crazy. If you told me that when I was little, about 5-year-old little me running around my long blonde hair, I probably wouldn't believe it. So it's been fun. It's been a journey. I've had a good time doing it too. I'm making friends. My family's been really good to me. I've met a lot of good people and surround myself with a lot of good people along the way. So it's pretty huge. That and the Tulsa Shootout, probably the two biggest wins that I have to date.
Yeah, Tulsa Shootout, an amazing race in and of itself. But then to come onto the pavement at New Smyrna Speedway, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the winner of the World Series of Stock Car Racing Super Late Model Division. He is the champion, Gavin Boschel. And speaking of ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the new Gasco gaskets, just a click of a mouse away at ProFabrication.com. So, you know, the Tulsa Shootout on dirt and such, the win here on New Smyrna and all the high banks and so many names around you then and there. I mean, where does one trophy sit versus the other at the house, or are they both on the same shelf?
Personally, the trophy from this weekend, the trophy and the check from the championship and then the Orange Blossom race and the ASA race, those are all at the shop, at the Wilson Motorsport shop. And then I got my check and my driller in my room. So the guys took that one to the shop, and I took my driller home. So, I felt like it was more iconic trophy. The driller had to be sitting on my desk.
Yeah. The driller fits better in a home setting, but those big trophies from the World Series, and that's got to be shared with the team at Donnie Wilson Motorsports, providing the hot rod setup Toyotas for our guest on the ProFab Hotline, Gavin Boschel. But the new Toyota deal is a new name for all this group. Is it Gazoo? Is it Gat? What? How do you say this new cool Toyota thing that they've got going?
I'm pretty sure it's pronounced Gazoo. Hopefully I'm not wrong. That'd be very bad if I'm wrong. So I think it's Gazoo. This just came about this year, actually. So it's new to me. I'm used to the TRD, Toyota Racing Development, or just the Toyota. So I'm not used to the new fancy name they got going on. So I have to get used to it. So don't feel bad if you pronounce it wrong.
It is Boschel and it is Gavin, and that's the pronunciation that he's concerned with most. And then just take me to victory lane, the World Series of Stock Car Racing, Super Late Model Champion, a win and a win, both sides of a birthday for him. What a huge week down there in Florida. But I also noticed some strategy going into these victories. It seemed like there was a big setup change in your fire suit. You went from a black fire suit on the first win when you were 16 to the white fire suit when you were 17 to gain the championship. What's magic about one versus the other?
So K1 actually. I had three fire suits coming down, and then our good buddy JR from K1, they do so much for me. They had those suits just ready in time for the second day of the World Series. So I wore the black one on the first night of the whole entire thing, and then I wore the white one during the ASA race, and then I showed the black one some love the next day. So just kind of swapped them between suits. The new fire suits are great, so they're comfy, and maybe it was a good luck charm too. I don't know. Maybe I might have to start doing that as a superstition.
Yeah, exactly. Gavin Boschel, white, black fire suits, didn't matter. Both ended up in victory lane down to the World Series of Stock Car Racing at New Smyrna Speedway last weekend on his way to becoming the Super Late Model Champion. And you fire suits, you know, we don't ask enough about, the public doesn't understand. You're there for six or so races plus practice and everything else like that. How do you get them washed? Who looks after them so, you know, they don't end up, you know, gone, and make sure that, you know, they're just fluffy right for you? How does that all work when you're trying to go fast whenever you're at a racetrack?
Thankfully, the K1, I have a lot of suits from them. Some people aren't as fortunate to have that many suits, so JR does a lot for me, the whole entire K1 people. They're great folks. So I have a bunch of suits that I can rotate throughout the week. I probably had around 5 out of like a nine-day week-long race. So that's a lot for us race car drivers. I know everyone's kind of used to like 1 or 2, but we ran a few of them over to the laundromat and had to wash them and make sure they weren't getting smelly or anything, because it gets pretty hot in those things and gets all sweaty. So you don't want to have a wet suit the next day. But no, they do a great job of sending me new stuff all the time. And the best fire suits out there.
Absolutely. Those K1s looking good. And all those great victory lane photos from the World Series of Stock Car Racing, the super late model champion on the profabrication.com hotline, Gavin Boeschel. So Christopher Bell in the field, Steven Nassi, Bubba Pollard, you end up taking the checkers with all those guys around. What does that feel like, to finally capture that big of an event in this title?
It felt great. When Christopher said he was coming down, Bond told me, and I texted him, I was like, you coming down to race? He was like, I'm thinking about it. So it was pretty cool to get to race him and get to beat Christopher, because when I first raced him, it was at Millbridge in the micro, and he beat me, so I kind of got a little payback there. But it was a stacked field, probably the most stacked field I've been in, besides like the Snowball Derby or the Snowflake. So it was really cool to win. I mean, Wilson, the whole entire Wilson crew gave me a plenty capable car of winning, and we just kind of went out and showed out. So it felt great.
You did a great job. Gavin Boeschel, our guest on the ProFab Hotline. Quickly, where can they find you on social media?
Watch Gavin Race on Twitter. And then Gavin Race on Instagram. And then my YouTube's Gavin Boeschel. And then shopgavin.com for all your merchandise.
Give him a follow. You will enjoy the interaction. Does a great job there. And, of course, on the racetrack, World Series of Stock Car Racing Super Late Model Champion, our guest on the ProFab Hotline, Gavin Boeschel. Thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grilled burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh, man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
At Hunt Brothers Pizza, you can choose from 10 toppings at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place your order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Find your nearest location at huntbrotherspizza.com and follow me, Joey Logano, all season long.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network. Every weekend, right here.
Start your engines!
Welcome to Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown. Alongside the NASCAR legend, we're Charlie Nibby.
Yeah, I think a lot of people thought they were going to lose their girls to Carl Edwards. have you ever seen Carl Edwards? When he first came around, I didn't know he had a shirt because he never seemed to have one on.
He can't even bait a hook.
It's Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown with Charlie and Nibby.
Local radio brings people together like never before.
It's a beautiful hometown weekend out there. We've got
your local stations keep you informed and involved with music, talk shows, and real-time news updates you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters, connecting you to what matters most. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress to support your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. There are some grassroots races happening across the country this weekend. A couple of them up north indoors, down in Florida outdoors. Get out, support grassroots racing, tune it in there, or just come over and hang out with us at Atlanta Motor Speedway this weekend. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue, and by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com.
This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.